Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving out advice. We discuss how to handle a foot fetishist, how to apply for college when you think nothing makes you stand apart in your application, and what to do if your friend loves Trump. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can watch Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello.
Glory morning.
Is it Glory Maury?
Glory Maury.
What's the story, morning corgi?
What is the story of the morning?
What is morning? Corey.
What is the story, morning Hori?
What'd you say?
You know what Corey said earlier? He tried to gender my...
What's the
glory?
I said, what's the story, morning glory?
And then you go, glory, he, and pointed at me, trying to gender me.
I didn't say glory.
I said, do not gender my glory.
Glory, he.
You little whore.
What do you think the third single from Glory is going to be? Not one.
Radar. I think.
Wow.
Can you believe it's been 9 months or something and no third single?
It's been 92 years.
84.
How many years had it been?
84 or 82.
Was she 100?
I had some chips and salsa earlier and a little bit came up.
Of the chip or of the salsa?
Who can ever be sure?
Well, come find out.
Was it scratchy or tomato?
Come find out. Well, once it gets down into the bile. Remember
Are you
Simone
a quick,
Biles?
Quick digester?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It goes right through.
All that crunch is suddenly an... Not a crunch.
Do you like salsa with mango in it or pineapple or fruits?
I mean, I don't... I'm never going to say no to a salsa. I don't like mango.
Ever.
I don't love corn in my salsa.
Love corn. I love bric-a-brac in my salsa.
You
she
like
gets
to
crazy.
Shit it up.
Yeah.
You've got wild salsa
Well, that's
taste.
That's how...
I know one thing about you. It's that your salsa taste is wild.
It would retweet true. But if there's one thing that...
Were you giving yourself dimple?
No, but that's
why are
the
you
trickery,
giving yourself
that's,
dimples?
That's the chicory slippery slope I went down. Yeah. Shitting up my salsa turned into me shitting up my guacamole.
And shitting up your dimples.
And shitting up my dimples.
Okay, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
You know how my guacamole took, the recipe took a wild turn?
Yes. I thought you literally meant shitting up guacamole. And I was like, when did we get back to another tummy sickness?
No,
story?
No.
She's all is good in the
all's good in
stomach
the,
hood.
In the hood. In the hood. Under the hood.
All good under the hood.
What's your favorite thing under a car's hood?
Once.
A rag. Don't dads always leave a rag under there to like wipe your thing?
One time in Grey's
you know
Anatomy.
What I'm talking about.
One time in Grey's Anatomy, they left a rag in the human.
No. That is just like something that happened to me.
When?
You know, I can't tell you about it.
Somebody left a...
I left something... No, not like a condom in
someone
me.
Someone left a condom
no,
in
No, I left something well, in my skin. I'll tell you about it later.
Is this when you, like, one time you were trying to make a Tic Tac look like a booger?
And you no! Accidentally,
and you accidentally went... and that Tic Tac went...
No!
crying.
Maybe that was my story.
That didn't happen to me.
Maybe
once I snorted
maybe
Jell-O.
Maybe my brother did that.
I snorted Jell-O at a buffet once in Ohio on a dare.
You snorted Jell-O?
Yes. Not the powder, the final form.
The gelatin.
The final form.
Yeah.
I saw
what's
something.
Your final form, do you think?
Jell-O. I think I'm in it. I got the texture.
Yeah.
I got the when you
yep.
It goes
and it
I got that.
Yeah. I think I know.
Given all of this information, mm-hmm. I think that based on your tic-tac up the nose
That must have been my brother.
That was you.
Was sitting in the. My mom always had Tic Tacs.
And leaving something under my hood.
What was left under your hood?
I'll tell you later.
I'm really curious.
I think we're fully prepared to give some advice. That's okay. My transition. Today we're giving some advice, y'all.
Don't put Tic Tacs up your nose.
And
advice
don't
number
leave
one.
Any rags under the hood. So.
When's the last time your dad left a rag under the hood?
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. Do you have a dad? Why are you so nervous?
I don't know why I'm crying
just
over
nervous
and over.
Too.
Return of the snerve. Too fast, too snervious.
I like that. Too fast, too snervous.
The great Mouseketeer snerve.
Snervous too. Baby's day out.
A new snerve.
What's the question one?
So how do people submit questions, first of all?
Oh, yeah. First of all, we're not licensed psychologists.
Or therapists. Or even good friends.
What's a
really?
Doctor that has an eye?
Optometrist.
We're not an optometrist.
I went to the dentist yesterday.
Wow.
All and good anything. News.
Yeah.
So you know how they have to put like a thing?
You sent me a picture.
No. So they put a thing in your mouth.
I've never done what you did.
Like that?
I've never had that.
And I got ambitious thinking I had to get all of it in my mouth, but you only need to get like the little part. And he goes, slow down.
Why do you always like feel your oats at a dentist?
Well, because my dentists are gay. And
is he gay?
Yes, both of them.
Oh, is he the one that did the tooth under the tooth reveal?
Oh, I just saw sparkles. I think I laughed so hard.
Anyway, maybe there's a tic-tac up your nose.
He did the tooth under the tooth reveal. Mm-hmm. But this was the like, what's the guy who's like helping?
The dental hygienist.
Dental's little helper.
Yeah. I think they call him dental's little helper.
He is always so like
you have a man
flirty.
Hygienist and a man dentist.
Yeah, and they're both like gay, and I love them.
Mine are both women.
Mine was being something yesterday. And he said something as he's putting that in my mouth, something about like 9-inch something. I go, don't make me laugh while you're doing that. And while it was in, he's like, are you comfortable? And I was like, stop. I think we're in love.
Wow. So when's your second date?
I'm going back soon, actually. I actually went back later in the afternoon.
Just can't get enough.
I had some procedures done. My new veneers.
Wow.
Do you like them?
They look very white.
Tooth under a tooth. So back to that. We're not dentists. We're not optometrists.
Oh, but yeah.
But
so
we are
we
able
do
to say
have
things.
Advice.
But we do have a podcast.
But we do have a podcast.
Which I think is qualified.
And you can email your questions to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Here's the rules. Make them good. Your subject better be good.
Someone did have a good subject when I was pulling.
If your subject is like, help, we will literally just send it to spam.
Well,
so have your subject be like what it kind
we got
of
a
is about.
Full inbox.
Be like precise and concise and let us know.
I guess
anyway,
we're ready.
Question one.
You should take
Sock
it from
it
the
to
top.
Me. Sock it.
Take it from the top, morning glory.
Glory. Okay, so this one is from C. Do you think it's like
I know what
Shaka
it is.
Khan.
Don't ask me.
From Shaka Khan.
Yep.
I'm applying to college this autumn and having a major, minor meltdown.
Do you think that's a pun on like college minors and majors?
You probably know because you've already read it.
Oh, no, keep
so
going. No, it's not what it's about.
Over the fact that I have like no work experience and hence nothing good to write on my college application or a resume. I move around a lot, so I just never really got into getting a job or volunteering because it always feels like I just get settled somewhere and then I move. Do you have any advice as to what kind of things I could do to amp up my college application, especially online? E.g., I always think of starting a social justice journalism website, but I never do because I'm scared a college wouldn't take it seriously and it'd be pointless. And what are good ways to gain experience so that I'm appealing to colleges?
Wow.
Well, here all I'm seeing is excuse, excuse, excuse.
Excuse
why
you.
Why you can't do this, why you can't do that. And all that's going to do is hold you back to doing nothing. The pursuit of perfection stops progress or something. So you're thinking,
right?
Oh, well, if I don't have the perfect experience, then I shouldn't even try to get any experience. No, girl, get to work.
I like the idea of the social justice journalism website blog thing. And especially because I think sometimes with colleges now, you have to sort of think outside of the box to do something more unique. And I mean, starting your own site or blog, I mean,
step one, I think
that's
is
great.
Looking at what your passion is. And if that's your passion, run with it.
Do it.
Because I feel like if I were on the like board reading all these damn resumes and it's like, dime a dozen this, everybody does, you know.
Yeah.
What are those organizations you do in high school?
Student Council.
Everybody's in Student
National
Council.
Honor
everybody's
Society.
In NHS. Everybody, like, everybody's in all those things. If you find a thing that you're passionate about.
I wasn't in National Honor Society.
You
thank
were?
You. Weren't.
I wasn't.
Oh, wow.
Either.
I didn't get that. There was an extra cord for graduation.
I had no cords.
I didn't get it.
I wore my cords.
So what should they do?
So find your thing and make it your own. I feel like it's better to run your... So say you want to do that damn website. It's better to run that and have it kind of flop than to be one out of 300 kids in NHS at your school.
Right.
Because it shows that you, like, tried to do something.
And I think that shows a lot of initiative, too, as far as being, like, a self-starter. Like,
right.
You did all this on your own.
Right.
You didn't
you ran
have,
shit.
You didn't have
colleges
the school,
are looking for people
like
that.
Handing you a program that anyone can sign up for.
Right. Work.
Yeah. Walk
Plus,
a dog.
If you're like, walk a dog, get a job, own a business.
S-A-D.
S-A-D. That's sign a diploma. Right? Do you sign a diploma after
no.
you get it? I did.
Did your... They told us we were not allowed to throw our caps. And if we did, they're going
to
make it very hard
they
for us to get our diploma.
They tried to tell us that too. I don't know if we threw them.
Oh, was yours outside on a lawn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ours was like...
Or No. Ours was inside. For high school or college?
High school.
High school, inside. College, inside. Okay. College was annoying. I was all alone.
Same.
I had no friends.
Same.
High school, I obviously had friends. Obviously.
Did you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I was so nervous, though. I didn't drink at prom because... A,
you drank
I was
in high
underage,
school.
And B, there's a lot of reasons why I wouldn't drink at prom. But I especially didn't drink because I said, if any of you speakers for the graduation ceremony get caught between now and then doing anything,
no
you're not
speaking.
One of the speakers got caught.
I gave a speech.
Girl.
I
you
did.
Muttering under your breath ain't
yes.
a speech. What was it about?
I think we've talked about this, and you thought my school was dumb.
Well, I can probably...
They had
agree with
five students stuff. Give speeches.
How are you about to give a speech when there's 10 people in your school?
Yeah, so...
Who
like,
are you talking to?
An eighth of...
That's just talking to the room.
Hello, teachers were there. Parents were there.
30 people.
Well, there were 42 graduates. Every graduate had a couple parents, maybe grandparents,
okay.
teachers in robes.
Robes.
So I gave a speech about...
So what was the speech, Morning Hori?
I gave a speech about the past.
Okay. Question two.
Or maybe
did we handle
present.
C's question?
I don't know.
Shaka Khan's question?
I think so.
Okay. Get to work. Stop making excuses. Run shit. Do shit. And here's
and
the thing.
And live your dream.
Even if your website fails, you can write about how you tried something... It didn't work out, and you learned from that.
Yeah.
Boom. Bada. Bing. Okay, so before we talk about anything else, I gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Bombas. Bombas started with two guys, Randy and Dave, and they heard that socks were the number one requested clothing item in homeless shelters. So for every pair of socks that Bombas sells, they donate a pair of socks to those in need, which I find to be pretty cool. Dave, one of the founders, promised Randy, the other founder, that he would get a Bombas logo tattoo when they donated 1 million pairs of socks to people in homeless shelters. He thought it was going to take like 10 years, but it only took 2.5, and now Dave has a tattoo. So, for the best socks in the history of feet, visit bombas.com/psychobabble today, and you'll get an additional 20% off your first purchase. That is Bombas, it's spelled bombas.com/psychobabble for 20% off. Good socks for you, plus a socks pair to person in need. I love that. Go give them some love. Thanks for sponsoring this week's episode. We love you.
There you have it.
Next question.
That's how Sue sees it.
Next question.
Question two is from Elle. I'm a huge fan and wanted to ask you guys a question about film school. I'm 16 years old and really interested in film, but don't know how to get started in the biz. Should I go to film school, intern, hit up Hollywood to pursue my dreams, or give up on it all? Love the podcast and both of you. Thanks for your time.
What do you think?
I mean, if that's, well, you're 16. So if that's your passion right now, then follow your passion. And if it changes in a year and you get into it and you figure out that that's not what you want, then peace out.
I think no matter what route you go, film school, intern, try to just move to Hollywood, whatever.
Yeah.
You should, from this moment on, just start making shit. Because everything you make will help make the next thing better. And by the time maybe you're 18, 20, 22, or whatever, when you're actually trying to get a job here, you'll have already learned all the things that you needed to learn through experience yourself. So, like, an internship's great, but, like, actually trying to, like, get down and make shit is, I think, more important than any other type of experience.
Well, and pretty much, like, anyone these days who has a cell phone has a camera, and you can start making films or short films or whatever you want. I saw this, like, two guys on Netflix the other day that have a movie on Netflix, and it was a documentary they made with, like, no background, and they just went and, like, filmed on cameras they had.
So, Elle, just start making shit. As far as, like, go to film school, intern, hit Hollywood, pursue my dreams, I think the least favorite of my of those three is just moving to Hollywood and assuming things will work out. Girl, that story I have seen.
That just makes me nervous because
It makes me nervous.
It made me nervous because I was like,
Sorry.
It
made me cough.
It made me nervous because I was like, I hated L.A., so don't move.
Well, regardless of whether or not you'll like L.A., L.A. is really, I would say, hard, difficult because everybody moves here. Have y'all seen La La Land?
Unfortunately.
Everybody moves here thinking, oh, it's all going to work out, or hoping it all work out. Sometimes it takes people 10, 15, 20 years, and a lot of the people that are able to stick it out are people that are, that have money from their parents or, like, unfair advantages, or they know somebody. So a lot of the times it's like, it's not how talented you are, it's who you know or how you can get in the door, you know what I mean? So I would always suggest hone your craft on your own in your spare time. If it's truly what you love, make it your hobby. And then go to film school if you're able to. I think that's like a really great way that'll open doors for you. I feel like maybe you'll be able to connect with alumni that are in Hollywood. Maybe there's somebody that can you can work with or something.
Yeah.
That's going to give you tools that'll help you. And intern, if you want to get an internship,
do it.
Literally just reach out to who is your dream internship and tell them, I need to intern for you. Tell them why it's so important. I think people like people that are like go-getters and just like try to go for it.
And at the end of the day, you're 16, so you've got some time to start either making short films or like writing short films, whatever you want to do, spend some time doing it and find out if it's really your passion.
Right.
And if it's not, that's okay. You don't have to have all the answers at 16.
I agree.
Yeah.
I was just listening to something on NPR about how somebody chooses who to work with as far as like directors go or filmmakers go. And it's they said that it's never if somebody has one good script. It's somebody who has 20 scripts and one of them is good enough, but it's getting there. Yeah. It's somebody that like actually doesn't have just one idea, but like has so much they want to make. That's somebody that like I think people want to work with. So if you just start making stuff, it shows that you actually care about it. It shows that you actually want to be doing this.
I like that.
Make shit.
I like it.
Okay, next question is from S. S says, what advice would you give to someone who has a connection slash feelings for a guy who is 14 years older and is worried their family won't approve? So this is assuming that this is
that somebody S who's at least 18.
Right. This is a legal.
I thought so the way I read it.
Consenting, healthy situation.
I say go for it.
Go for it.
My one of my best friends, her husband's 12 years older than her.
The older you get, the like less it matters.
Oh, yeah.
My mom and stepdad, there's like an age gap. But they're like old fucks. So like they're both just like
they're old as AF.
Yes. It old doesn't matter. Nobody thinks of them as like their age gap. We all just think of them as old.
You just think of their wage gap.
Or their Nicolas Cage gap. Yeah. What is a Nicolas Cage gap to you? Like when Nicolas Cage is with us,
but there's a gap in the amount of time that's taken him to film Con Air 2.
Con Air 2. Yes. Now, Con Air 1, what was the plot?
Oh,
there they are.
All these bad guys.
Snakes on a plane.
Well, that's what How Do I Live from Leanne Rimes. Well, Trisha Yearwood. That song came from Con Air.
You're welcome. It did not.
Yes.
Now, is it the one where they're flying with convicts?
Yes.
I love
Con
that movie.
Air.
Oh, my God.
Who would have hung?
Wow,
but Nicolas Cage is only there because he got in a bar brawl.
And they're all, like, tied to their seats.
Yeah, and the plane's going down.
But then pandemonium.
And he's got an awesome accent in that movie.
What is his accent like?
Like Southern.
I remember watching that in Ohio.
My mom loves Con Air.
It might have been the same trip I snorted the Jell-O.
When did you snort the Tic Tac?
I never.
So on Con Air, my advice for Nicolas Cage would be make a sequel.
Make a squeakle. A squeakle.
Would you date someone for a squeakle?
A squeakle. Like Con Air, but with all mice.
No. The Chipmunks. Alvin and the Chipmunks, their second movie was called The Squeakle.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
No, I thought I was just really
You're not
clever.
Funny or original. But who's your favorite, we know you own them.
Who's your favorite chipmunk that you would fuck?
Are they of 18?
They're all 18, but there's a 14-year age gap.
I would do all three of them.
Okay, cool.
Why not? Alvin, Simon, Theodore.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Detour. I want to tell you guys all about it. It is designed to get you to stop looking at your phone and go out into the real world. How perfect, how great, how beautiful. Now, imagine you're listening to one of your favorite people take you on a walk through your favorite neighborhood in the world and tell you all of its secrets. That is exactly what Detour is. Basically, it's an immersive audio story that knows where you are. So it's kind of like a guided walking tour hosted by some of your favorite people in wherever you are. So if you are in San Francisco, you can listen to a Detour. If you're in New York, you can listen to a Detour. How perfect. Plus, when you walk with your friends, you can sync your audio so you hear all the same things at all the same times. It's like a little buddy system of you getting to know some new places. I love that. Detour is a magical way to explore places with the people that know them best. Just go to detour.com/psychobabble to get your first audio walk for free. Again, that is detour.com/psychobabble. Thank you so much, Detour, for sponsoring this episode. We love you, and I can't wait to take a little walk. Thanks.
Anyways,
they're all different.
So this person's got a question, and we need to help them. And it's not about fucking
chipmunks.
Why are you concerned about your family? I guess people do that. I'm not like that.
Would you date someone 14 years older?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Old enough. I'm 28.
So that would make them 42.
42. Big whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
He'll have a lot of life experience to teach you.
If there's a genuine connection and it's...
He'll put a rag under your hood.
Oh, my God. If there's a genuine connection and it's consenting and healthy and you guys both get something out of it, yeah. You feel fulfilled from it, what is the fucking problem? If your family doesn't get that, then your family, like, can fuck off.
Yeah.
That's always my... go-to advice.
I think when you're younger, sometimes you're like, I could never be a senior dating a freshman because it seems like such a big...
Well, I do think seniors dating freshmen is fucked up.
What if one's 14 and one's 17?
I think there's power dynamics. I think it's unhealthy. Not always, but most of the time.
Well, that's not the only part of high school that's fucked up. And you and I both know that.
Go in on the ACT. I get it. You didn't do well on the SAT.
I didn't even take the SAT.
Exactly.
I got an 8 on the ACT.
No, you did not. No. Did you?
My sister
took the ACT and then took it again to try to get a better grade and got a worse grade.
Wow.
And your most recent is what work?
Let's take the ACT live on camera.
I would love to bring it out.
No ACTs.
No donkey carrying an ACT.
I think our advice for you is if you love him or her or them, then love them.
Yeah.
Just love me.
And if your parents don't get it, then it's literally not for them to get.
Then tell them age ain't nothing but a number. And he's my man or woman or them.
Yeah, they said guy.
Oh, guy. G-U-I.
Okay. Next question.
Question 4 from P. Long story short, I've been dating this guy for a couple weeks now and things are going pretty well. Until a few nights ago, he opened up to me and told me he has a foot fetish. He then said he would eventually like to play with my feet. I'm not totally opposed to it.
Totally opposed to it? Continue.
What was that? I didn't get it.
Because there's toes on each foot that you have.
Oh, you don't know my feet?
Bring out the foot.
I'm not totally opposed to it. but it kind of weirded me out. Any advice? How would you respond?
Well, P. I have quite the chapter for you in my book. I encountered my own...
Did someone go downtown Julie Brown on your little pigs?
He was a modern-day Mother Teresa.
I read that in the book.
He gave my feet a blessing.
Were they anointed?
Toe-anointed?
By his love?
I was in quite a jam. But after that, he nailed me.
Knowing your feet... How many toenails do you think you were missing when that guy
My toenails are fresh as could be.
When that guy went down on your feet, how many toenails were you missing?
I gave him a solid 9 at least. When they ask you, which, 9?
Which foot toe was missing a nail, do you think?
Always my little baby toe. My little baby foot fetish. Anyway.
You only like 8 nails at most down there.
I always have at least 8. I've never had less than 8 nails on my feet at once in my life.
I don't think you've ever had more than 9.
Not to brag.
I don't think you've ever had more than 9.
It's not like I like... What are you trying to imply with
Nothing.
This?
Nothing. I just know your toes. She knows his toes.
She's a toe knower. She's a toe knower.
She's a toe knower.
Okay, so the question is, what should I be weirded out or what the fuck? How do I respond? Well, if you're comfortable with it, go hog wild. I think everyone should try everything twice.
Well, they're just, I think it sounds like the guy is just asking you to let him play with your feet.
Yeah, so it's not like he's trying to put a condom on your foot and sit on it. And if it gets to
When's the last time you did that?
Well, first of all, why would you even put a condom on it? That would be my response.
No one wants toe jam in their hoo-ha.
If you're on prep...
No toe jam in your hoo-ha.
Would you use a silicone-based
lube
or a water-based lube?
Whatever your toe jam is, it's a natural lube.
If you're
lube.
Sitting on a foot.
It's natural lube.
Okay.
Well, but I'm saying is that it sounds like he just wants to maybe give him a smooch him and a kiss him.
Give them that smooch him, give
him
that kiss
him. And I don't think he's necessarily asking you to like... suck his big toe.
Why don't you just have an open conversation with him and be like, listen, this is my first time doing this. I'm open to
it.
Let's play.
Give me that feather.
Here's my safe word. And if I don't like what's going on,
toe jam.
I'll say toe jam.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. Or no.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw. Yeah, just say hee-haw. And that can be your safe word for your little foot moment.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, you find.
You like. Yeah.
You get that. Hoof?
Yeah.
Hoovered. Worst case scenario, you say hee-haw and you get the hell out of there.
And you scram. You skedaddle. You've been dating for only a few weeks.
Yeah, big whoop.
I mean, yeah, have a conversation. Say, how do you want him? Do you want him clean as a whistle or sweaty Betty Eddie?
Yeah, because when I had my moment, the guy was like, do not shower.
He was like, can you go jog a mile?
He was like, can you like...
Wear those thick socks?
Yeah, wear the stinkiest socks you own. I said, yes, ma'am, Pam.
Were you wearing shoes and socks when he came over?
He said, have your shoes on.
Is that all you were wearing?
And a kimono.
You were wearing just a robe and sneakers?
No, I had clothes on. Mm. Read the book.
Interesting.
It was... Not only was that chapter hard to write, but it was even harder to do the audiobook for.
Really?
Yeah.
Because someone was sitting there listening.
Uh-huh, and I was basically telling a stranger about my foot moment.
Well, it's weird that you wrote that story from the opposite perspective that it actually happened.
Yeehaw. Okay, next question.
Well, P, I think we solved it.
P, good luck. Go get your toe sucked.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the next question is from B.
This one was a good one.
Do you want to do popcorn?
I would... Oh, I thought you meant, can we eat popcorn?
No, I would love like in fifth popcorn. Grade where you read until you say popcorn, and I say popcorn, Corey, and Corey has to make sure he's damn well paying attention because if he didn't know where he was.
That seems like another way to just bully people in high school, so.
Yeah, and we would always popcorn the same people to fuck with them.
The same, like, bad kid who needed extra reading.
So I have a popcorn, Corey.
We're not doing this. I have a problem. Yeah. I'm just going to finish. I'm not going to popcorn you back.
Keep going.
So I have a problem.
No, I already said so. I have a...
My friend is a Trump supporter.
Boo!
I have known that she supported him since the election, and we had a discussion about it, and she told me she wasn't really for him, but just hated every other candidate more. I still disagree, but I respect her opinion, as I would want her to do the same. However, I'm starting to think she might be a full-on Trump supporter. I'm having a hard time separating our friendship and political beliefs because her opinions personally hurt me as a member of the LGBTQ plus community and many others I love. I also feel like I'm being asked to apologize for my opinion, but her views are fine and can be shared. Should I cut her out of my life or just try to work things out? Popcorn Tyler.
I've known her since we were four, and I'm not sure if I popcorn Corey.
Really want to give up on this relationship.
Well, that's a doozy. I mean,
I... What do you think? What do you got for B?
Well, B?
Yeah.
I say... Well, I have probably the not good advice for you. I say cut the bitch out. Let her fucking rot. My problem is these people... Instead of realizing that, oh, shit, my decision fucked over many communities and possibly my own...
Now they just keep being like, double down. Her email.
No, they double down and they say... And they try to defend it and they try to... And they ignore all the, like... There is... How can you defend it at this point? Anyway, I say you just save yourself the time. You surround yourself with people that actually care.
Part of me is like, when people say... Oh, I've been friends with this person since I was four. Like, your parents made you be friends.
Right. You didn't choose this. That's like, oh, they're my brother. I have to love them. Fuck your brother. Well, don't fuck your brother. But don't, like, you don't have to have people in your life just because they've been around for a while. If anything, yeah. that should be a good clue to reevaluate if you have changed or they have changed.
There you go.
I don't know. I would you give this person a time of day?
No. I shortened this email because it was long. But there was, like, other instances about them, like, doing a report on, like, how great Trump is in, like, front of the whole class. And I'm just like...
I think your inkling that they might be a Trump supporter is on the nose.
And, like, compared him to, like, how great Abraham Lincoln was or something.
Here's the thing. It's one thing in a normal political atmosphere to... Okay, so say, like, you didn't like the other candidate. There's still not a, like, corrupt, abusive... misogynistic. There are many things on a personal level that maybe, Trump is.
Maybe by the time this episode comes out, he won't even be our president anymore.
It is so crazy that every day I wake up and I'm like, won't it be such a celebration we'll have today? Thank goodness when he gets impeached.
Imagine the party we're having.
I think it should be a
holiday. Fly up to San Francisco that day.
Oh, hell yes, honey.
You know they're going to be partying in the Castro.
That'll be the most joyous day.
You can come. Leave your friend at home.
Do you think there's hope for Trump supporters? Do you think they'll learn from their ways?
I don't know. I think
that's the basis of this question.
I feel like a major problem with a lot of politics is that the election comes, people vote, and then they tune it all out for the next 4 years. And they don't even know who he's appointing or what it means for these people that he's appointing or what their jobs then entail. And it's like, I feel like a lot of... I'm speaking from the Trump supporters I know who were within my family and from back in Michigan have all, like, tuned it out. And, like, occasionally they'll watch the news, but they all just think it's, like, back to business as usual for them because they don't have an experience where anything that he's doing is actually affecting them.
Right. I think that's my problem, is that for a lot of Trump supporters, the reason they may have supported him, what they say is... Maybe the economy, maybe they, you know, all these reasons, whatever. But you can't ignore also his behavior, his...
You would think.
I mean, some people can. And I think that says more about somebody.
I'm ready to go home now because I have questions to ask my family now. Like, people who lived through the, like, Nixon era and being like, so what
now? Oh, my God.
Now?
Yeah. Well, girl, it's all on par. Here we go.
Fingers crossed.
Toes crossed for the boys. B, I think you should take care of yourself always, first and foremost.
Yeah.
If taking care of yourself means cutting somebody out of your life that clearly does not care about your rights, your equality, then girl, let them go.
Yeah, it sounds like some of the things are actually bigger than just, oh, this is my opinion.
There's a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm not homophobic, or oh, I'm not sexist, or oh, I'm not racist because I support Trump. But my response is always, but you didn't find that to be a deal breaker in a president. And for that,
yeah,
you must Shantae away.
Did you see people complaining about what's his name for making that blowjob joke? About like one of the late night talk shows made a joke about Trump blowing Putin. And everyone like freaked out. And I'm like, that was a joke. He actually made statements saying grab a woman by the pussy, which was like real life. And that was just locker
room
talk.
There's a lot of misplaced outrage. And I think the misplacement of it all comes from a defensiveness that they know that they did the wrong thing. They voted for the wrong person. And so they need to project blame. So if that's somebody that you're surrounding yourself with and you can't handle that, then let them go. Cut them out. That's my advice.
We wish you well. Come party in San Francisco.
When he gets impeached. It'll be fun. Okay, thanks, B. So those were some good questions from, you know, CLBSP.
Ugh,
we answered a lot.
Wish it was from BLT to my
or
belly.
SJP.
No.
Can you believe SJP sent us in a question?
She didn't.
About her feelings for a 14-year-old older guy?
Real SJP? She's got a husband.
Is he 14 years old?
I don't know.
Any who's a calls. Well, this was fun.
Yeah. I loved
it. I think
we
answered some good things.
I love advice episodes, so always send in your questions, whether it you think it big or small.
I also like when people send specific questions. It doesn't have to be general for everyone. You can get real specific about what's going on in your life. Just email it to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. It's KoreyKuhl.
And I am Tyler Oakley. TylerOakley.
TylerOakleyr.
If you want to write hee-haw in the comments of our latest picture, we'll know you came from the podcast.
Cute.
Cool. Okay, later.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.